Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. The Score!
A big thanks to everyone involved in today's show, including our partner Layla Rahimi, who had to go because she's also, you know, the lead sports anchor at NBC5. And clearly it's a very important sports day here in Chicago. So Layla is on the move. You can check her out at 5. I would imagine she will also be in the 4 o'clock on Channel 5 if you want to check her out tonight, 5, 6, and 10. Thanks to Dan, who is right now talking with the fabulous Mike Lowe of Channel 9. Thanks to Studs, Ray, everyone involved in today's show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hearing us out on some of the subjects as well. We appreciate your support. Even if you disagree with us, you give us an opportunity to bend an ear in talking about things that are important to us and hopefully important to you. Parkins and Spiegel will pick up the ball and run with it. They are here right now. Hello, gentlemen.
And now we pray. Amen.
I've never seen anything like that, man.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing I've ever seen at a press conference is when Greg Robinson got fired at Syracuse, but they were keeping him on for the last two games, and he read verbatim from the Wikipedia page of the children's book, The Little Engine That Could. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen at a press conference. He was like, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. And I still think I can. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen at a press conference until today.
For me, it was Patrick McCaskey singing the Brian Urlacher song.
That's
pretty
good.
That was the strangest thing that I saw at a press conference.
That's pretty good. How about,
that's a good one.
How about Phil Emery coming out and doing like 18 seconds of content, reading a Carrie Newcomer lyric, and then walking off the stage?
Orange and blue, cover two.
McCaskey commonality here, that's a strange family. That has long been a very strange family.
This is the Kevin Warren show.
Well,
they are under
the spell of that very, very skilled politician.
I think less and less of that with every day that goes by.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
because this is transparent as hell.
I mean, all of it. All of it, what he's using and all of that he's saying.
This was shameful today. This was insulting, bizarre, and unfortunate.
How much of it did you guys get to play after the prayer? Like, how much did you hear?
We heard like 5 minutes that Grody played for us because they were still in Q&A when we got Grody on the air around 1:25.
They did like 75 minutes of presentation and a little less than half an hour of Q&A.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Before the fourth speaker, Kevin said, I will open the floor up for questions, .. after we hear from Charles Smith, head of the Chicago Business Coalition or whatever it was. But like, he was basically baiting the crowd who was dying for questions at that point.
Who here thinks that stadium's happening?
I think that that stadium has a much better shot of happening, of course, than anything the White Sox could ever dream of. And I think that that stadium has a better shot of happening than Arlington Heights.
I don't either.
Hold on a second, guys. I'm curious. Why do you think it has a better shot of happening?
Than Arlington Heights?
Yeah,
than because the infrastructure that they are going to ask for public money to help with, it's much easier to sell lakefront access, which sucks, museum campus, which is beautifying, and long-term viability of the lakefront for that public money that they need. It's easier to sell lakefront and museum stuff than it is anything in Arlington Heights or anywhere else. And they are going to need some public money, and they have a better shot of getting it when it's dressed up around the lakefront and the museum campus than they do anything else. In the current climate.
I don't think you need a dime of public money.
Well, they're the richest owners in this sport if you count franchise valuation.
Obviously,
the Ricketts have the most money from their own businesses.
They want public money. They don't need public money.
Okay, and if they don't, so do you want them, do you think that they will end up owning their own stadium?
Yes.
Okay, how many teams in the NFL own their own stadium?
Not many.
Four.
Okay, well, be one of them.
Four.
Be one of them.
There are 32 and 28 of them rent, including the Bears now, including Jerry Jones, including all of those people. And I think that they are going to want that same thing.
Oh, of course they want it.
The Dolphins, the Patriots, the Commanders, the Panthers are flat-out
owners. It's an American thing.
Owners.
It is an American thing. This doesn't happen in Europe. This doesn't happen with soccer stadiums because there it is a non-starter. It only happens here.
It seems like for JB, it's a non-starter. And they had a lot of political firepower at that press conference today.
And he was 15 minutes away and yet not here.
Well, he said he wasn't even invited.
Which is problematic.
Well, because they know he wouldn't agree with it. And then I don't know if it was in the chunk that Grody played for you. Like, we watched the whole thing. Kevin Warren was like, I don't know how anyone could be opposed to this when we just presented it right now. And it's like, because...
What?
Because we see the numbers, and
we know the history of such things, and we know you still owe $650 million on Soldier Field.
We
owe it.
He kept touting his belief in Brandon Johnson. Brandon Johnson's not going to be here when a shovel goes into the ground, much less when it gets finished.
Well, Brandon Johnson's hoping. That's why he makes jokes about, see you at my next inauguration.
I know.
With an open laugh at the beginning.
But like Brandon Johnson is being used by Kevin Warren.
100%.
What it feels like.
100%. He is completely under the thumb of Kevin Warren. He has totally worked it with the new guy. And now he has... the best thing that he can possibly have if he wants to stay in the city. He's got the city completely behind him. And so he'll have to deal with Friends of the Park, obviously. And we'll see what happens there. But
federal court is what happens there.
Yeah. A question was asked about that. Do you anticipate lawsuits in opposition to this?
Better.
This is going to be city politics versus state politics in a large way, right?
Well, not necessarily, because I hope that there are enough citizens, just like there were in Kansas City. And I know it's not that Pat Quinn has an idea of making this referendum politics.
Yes. But it's not binding.
But it's non-binding. But my hope is it could be city politicians, but... I think concerned citizens should be on the phone with their alderman right now, with the county commissioners, with everybody involved.
But
we have a responsibility as citizens.
The Kansas City ask was absurd in terms of the amount that Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City teams were putting in. They were putting in like so little, like virtually nothing, and asking for everything public. This is them putting in, as you say, what, $2.5 billion, and then asking
that's on top.
What
they say they're
no.
Putting
the answer is no.
It'll be interesting because we're not going to get to vote on this. They're not going to do that.
No.
They know they would lose. I mean, with this city's politics, I mean, what do you think? 80-20 they'd lose?
Nah, it wouldn't be that much.
You don't think so?
Especially because nobody votes.
Right.
You got to remember that few people vote.
I think if you want to raise voter turnout, put this referendum on the ballot.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you. And it's not going to happen, but that's a fun idea. I'll tell you why it might not happen. It is because of this loophole that they're trying to chase by the end of the calendar year. time is could very well run out on them.
The slush funds?
Yeah, well, because there's this loophole to extend the debt of the 2% hotel tax for another 30 years. And if they can't do it in this next, what, this next month of this term, they got to go to this next session in the fall. And Kevin Warren's already saying, well, there's a danger of trying to put, you know, we won't be able to put shovels in the ground. If they don't get shovels in the ground by the end of the year, then I don't think they can take advantage of this loophole that they're trying to take advantage of.
So there's a month left in the spring session, and J.B. Pritzker, during the press conference, was answering questions about how he's opposed to it. So he's going to change his mind in 4 weeks?
I don't think so, because I think that he has loftier goals for himself and his career.
Yeah.
And that would work for the platform that he has already built.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He knows which way the winds are blowing generally when it comes to these things.
Well, right, and with the length of time it would take to build this thing, it's not going to be finished by the time he's running for president in 2028. So he kept... Kevin Warren kept talking about the damn cranes in the sky again today, by the way. So
he's got to stop that.
He's so weird about the cranes.
I go to cities, I look around, and I can tell about the vision and the wisdom of the people of that city based upon the number of cranes in the sky. So we need more cranes about? In the sky here.
as I said to Dan yesterday, if Kevin Warren, I don't think, is paid particularly good attention to what's been around him since he's moved here. Because if one were to look at the skyline 6 years ago, you know, when he moved here, versus what it is right now, there were plenty of cranes in the sky. Go look at the South Loop and the buildings that have been built across the street from Soldier Field over the last 6 years.
Look at the largest building in the world designed by a woman architect.
Just look up. But
well, that stupid Sports Business Journal list that he touts,
it's ridiculous.
Like, it matters because an author put together a list that said Orlando is a better live event venue space than Chicago.
It should be concerning to the Bears that those are the things that are driving Kevin Warren, but it doesn't seem to be that concerning to them.
Well, he's just trying to get them a great deal, right? So if this ends
Let
with
us pray.
If this ends with all this time and these renderings and this press conference, and it ends with going to Arlington Heights and getting better tax rates and getting a better deal in that way, is it worth it for the McCaskies to have put on this dog and pony show?
They don't have a choice, apparently. They've turned everything over to him. They're taking the ride with him and with everybody else. And it doesn't mean we have to be a part of it.
Speak the good word, Dan.
I don't.
And amen. And,
well, yeah, can I?
And peace be to you.
I mean, just like he's thanking God for Kevin Warren?
I don't know if you played football, God.
He did ask if God played football.
But please bring us a Super Bowl back to Chicago in your name. Amen. It's insanity. It is complete insanity. We'll talk to Craig Council at 3 o'clock.
we will, I mean, we'll pray that he answers the phone. And then we have a mock draft at 3 if we all make it that far. Praise be.
Good Lord will it. And the creek don't rise. Put your hands on the radio.
So, you know, we have things like that to do today. And you know, the lines are open. It'll be a day, praise be. Good stuff out of you guys. That was
I don't know.
I don't either.
And
man,
you're not press conference guy.
That's
the best part.
Dan, I've never seen anything like that, man. They prayed to a stadium. They thanked the thank you, God, for delivering us this one-term mayor who partnered with this spectacular leader in Kevin Warren to get billions of dollars in tax funding in your name. Amen.
And we got trouble right here in River City with a capital T and it rhymes with P and it stands for pool. I mean,
will you bow your heads and pray with me, please?
No.
Praise be. Yeah, I know, Speaks. I'm sorry. Diana. Diana.
I mean, right, exactly. It would have been enough.
This is the problem. It's as ridiculous as any religion, if we're being honest, right?
It's not about the specific religion. And it's praying for a stadium.
It's as beneficial as any possible religion either, right? It's yes, the open praying mocking of the religion stadium is exhausting to me.
Praying for a stadium.
It's about praying for a stadium. It's not about mocking religion. It's about mocking that use of religion. That use of religion. It's not about mocking religion.
Well, good.
It is about mocking that use of religion by my religion or your religion or anyone else's religion. I will always mock. That's ridiculous.
That's offensive.
Yes. I am not a person of faith. But that
is ridiculous. Any true believer,
yes,
that's offensive.
Of course. Of course. So I am mocking that guy.
Yes.
To be 100% clear, that pastor that is doing the bidding of that team president is who I am mocking.
As you should.
Praise be.
And praise the George Halas statue.
Yeah. Can we get a Walter Payton statue in here that I could bend the knee to? Sweetness, amen. Tanny's Open kicks us off. Craig Council in 15 minutes. Praise be, amen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.